The third one is categorization. Not everybody is coming out of a cookie cutter. The example I was thinking of is if you, I said, hey, I asked my wife, I said, hey, Marcia, what do you do with a grease fire? She said, don't throw water on it. I said, why? She said, I don't know. I said, yeah, I don't know either. But it's true, isn't it? Would you all agree? With a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it, right? With a wood fire, throw water on it. Well, they both need to be put out, and they're both raging flames and fire, but we treat them differently. And it's okay to categorize people that come through our doors at our missions, our churches, our charities, and not to say, hey, you know what? Jack and Joe, they're both 43 years old, and Jack has the same level of income as Joe, and Jack is asking for the same thing as Joe, so I'm going to give them both the same thing. Not necessarily so. If we've gone through the process of bonding where we're developing relationship with people, we know that Jack's a hoarder. Or Joe is a meth addict, Jack's not, and we know Joe's going to liquidate whatever he can get his hands on, right? So we don't necessarily treat everybody the same. That could actually do more harm than good. We need to go ahead and say, it's okay. It's okay to categorize in this way. In the book, he talks about the worthy poor. Now, you and I know that every single person has the same value and worth as any other. But some are, because of their actions, are making themselves more, if I can use the word, worthy to receive relief. He says, work tests were a self-sorting device and one that also allowed dispensing aid while retaining, as Travis was mentioning earlier, dignity. So when Jack and Joe come up, it could be that the categorization is actually, hey, I'll give you guys an opportunity to earn that meal that you need. And Jack says, forget you. And Joe says, okay, we've categorized. Jack isn't going to eat, and Joe is. And that's okay. That's okay.